From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Katarina Garcia. Everglades National Park is putting off a hike in entry fees for another year until it finishes repairs and other projects. And as WLRN's Jenny Starelovich reports, 15 years after Hurricane Wilma hit, the park still has a major list.
Superintendent Pedro Ramos said that work includes rebuilding overnight lodging destroyed by Wilma in 2005. Other than campsites and houseboats, the park has been without overnight lodging for the last 15 years. Increased fees help pay for the park's huge maintenance backlog that now amounts to about $88 million. Repairs on the backlog are as minor as broken solar-powered showers and as major as the Everglades City Visitor Center. The Gulf Coast Visitor Center has been housed in a trailer since Irma destroyed it in 2017. I'm Jenny Staletovich in Miami.
And today, entrance to the park will be free in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.